The shipyard in San Francisco's Hunters Point has been many things: a naval outpost, a job generator, and more recently, a Superfund site. Harmful chemicals like pesticides, lead, zinc, and petroleum fuels have been found in the soil and groundwater. Since the Navy stopped repairing ships there in 1974, many in the community have complained that the site has caused high rates of asthma and cancer. The Navy's been cleaning up the shipyard for 13 years now, with many left to go. Meanwhile, new homes are being built, and as developer Lennar ramps up construction on the first 1,600 new units inside the abandoned shipyard, the question remains, is it safe? KLW's Daphne Matsiaraki continues her series on the San Francisco shipyard.
Marie Harrison is very familiar with the health issues in Bayview Hunters Point.
I've lived and raised children in Bayview for almost 50-some-odd years, and honestly, for as long as I can remember, there's always been complaints because no one really understood the relationship between their illnesses and where they lived.
Through her work, she's been trying to understand and explain. She's a community organizer with Green Action. The organization works for environmental justice in working-class neighborhoods like Bayview Hunters Point.
Asthmas and cancers have been the largest, starting from infancy on up to your senior years. Between 2003 and 2004, we started to really see the numbers increase. People were constantly talking about having all of these nosebleeds, and it was really bad.
A lot of the residents blame the Navy for decades of environmental abuse as they repaired warships using hazardous chemicals. But Melanie Kito, the Navy Space Environmental Coordinator here, says that's not causing the illnesses.
At the time when the shipyard closed, there was contamination under here.
The shipyard closed in 1974.
But look, since there's nobody here, if you have no exposure, you really don't have any risk.
Kito is taking me on a driving tour of the areas being decontaminated by the Navy. She tells me that the Navy's work begins with record searches.
What the Navy does, we have to look through every single historical document to see what exactly happened here.
And to find those people who worked here, if they're still around.
When you look at the logs and then we start interviewing people, even in the neighborhood, or people that we found that actually lived or worked on the shipyard, we interview those people, find out if they know of anything of where we might find contamination at.
The Navy started the process in 1991, 17 years after the shipyard closed down.
Majority of the things that were done, that we're cleaning up, is going to be radium paint. And that's paint that glows in the dark.
In this particular site, cleanup is done by vapor extractor.
What that does is it's a machine, and see those two tanks there? It goes through like the carbon, and it just takes all the contamination out.
In many cases, the Navy kept the clean parcels to seal them. In other cases, different experimental methods were employed depending on the toxicity involved.
Eventually what happens is when we figure out what's the best technology, we write a report. It goes to the regulators. They say yes, it's good, or no, it's not. If it's not, then we redo it and redo it till it's right.
Not just one regulator. There's the EPA, the Water Board, and the Department of Toxic and Substance Control, all operating independently, checking up on the Navy's work.
They put monitors through our insistence for the community.
Back at Green Action, Marie Harrison does not think they did a good job.
We found out later that many of them were not operating. Some of them had issues with water, so they weren't doing accurate readings. There were many instances of dust crossing the shipyard line, which means it gets into the community. Anytime community folks would tell you that a truck came out of the shipyard, and by the time they passed their houses or their cars were just dust loaded.
She says a Navy cleanup would have been much more hazardous for locals if it hadn't been for community watchdogs.
They tried to rush through it without using the proper measures to protect the community.
During the cleanup, there have been many watchdogs. One is Saul Bloom, the executive director of the environmental organization Arc Ecology. He's not quite as critical as Harrison about the Navy's work.
It's a heavily contaminated shipyard. There was radiological contamination out there. There still is radiological contamination out there. But it's not an ant suspended in amber. So there have been many hundreds of millions of dollars spent on the cleanup.
In fact, the federal government has spent more than $800 million in the cleanup so far. By the project's conclusion, projected for 2021, the price tag will top $1 billion.
And so we've had 2 decades of ongoing cleanup. And as a consequence, the shipyard's impact on the health of the Bayview neighborhood should have reduced significantly over that time. And yet we're finding these complaints still continue and that the situation has not changed.
He says this indicates that other sources of contamination are to blame for the high levels of asthma and cancer in the neighborhood.
Well, we have this large 200-acre light industrial facility district in the middle of the neighborhood, the Bayshore Light Industrial District, that mostly consists of under-regulated businesses.
And that's the bigger environmental picture of this massive redevelopment project. Bayview Hunters Point is a mixed-use community filled with industrial businesses and warehouses. The Navy is expected to complete its cleanup in 2021, but many unanswered questions will remain. Questions about how safe the area will be for the residents of the 12,000 new homes and their neighbors in the repurposed shipyard. In San Francisco, I'm Daphne Mazzieraki for Cross Currents.